painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, we go to the Frozen River Film Festival to talk to Joel Erkinen, director of the animated short film Astronaut. Astronaut is a film about an encounter with a sparkly green alien and a love that knows no bounds. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Joel Erkinen on today's Artbeat. How are you doing today, Joel?
Fabulous. Cold.
Yeah, it is. It's a little chilly today. So, without giving anything away, how would you describe your film, Astronaut?
Well, it was, I would describe it as a love story.
Okay.
Kind of gone wrong.
Okay. And it's set on the moon, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
There's an astronaut and another being.
Yes.
So, and it's kind of a love story. Cool. Where did the idea come from?
I like the, to start with really simple ideas, and the visual came to me. It's not really giving anything away because it would be in a poster or whatever. You know, there's a green being and an astronaut. The idea of a really stark green, amorphous kind of being that an astronaut would be curious about, I just thought was funny. And I came up with the visual and then decided to animate it. It was kind of as an afterthought.
Okay. I like the visual of the interaction between the astronaut and the being as well. There's a lot of cool sound effects in it, stuff like that. And I'm also wondering about the name. It's spelled Astro and then K-N-O-T. Is there any significance to that? Why is that?
Yeah, I liked the idea of playing with the action of what the astronaut does in the film, and kind of playing with the word astronaut. You could technically pronounce it like it's like if you broke it down, it would be a stroke knot, like don't stroke the being. So
right.
It's kind of a play on that. You know, it being a little bit of a cautionary tale, almost.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why there's in the opening titles there's a line above the
O there, Astro.
So
yeah.
Astroke, you know. So I don't. It's just a little bit of a play on words.
Okay.
I thought it was funny, and yeah. it makes it also easier to search on the internet if there's some, you know what I mean.
Oh, definitely, because it's unique then.
So searchability and that kind of thing, too.
Right. Okay, cool. It's kind of a fun story behind it, but it's also practical.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And then getting back, I did mention a little bit about the sound effects earlier. How did you come up with the idea for the specific sounds, like the sound of the creature and things like that? I don't want to give too much away, but it's a little squeaky kind of sound.
Yeah. Was thinking the whole kind of the gag a little bit in it is kind of goes back to Looney Tunes ish.
Okay.
So I like Looney Tunes sounds and I wanted it to kind of blend those in there a little bit. I've always been I'm a big fan of Looney Tunes from growing up with them. So it was a little bit of a nod to that. And I personally think like I think it's a balloon squeak is what a lot of it is.
Right.
That kind of sound is really funny to me, so I just wanted to, if you just listen to that sound, it is automatically funny to me, so that's why I put that in there.
Cool. Did you create that sound yourself, or did you find it somewhere? How did that work?
I bought some clips online from different Foley kind of sites and stuff. I didn't do the Foley myself. I don't have a lot of the microphones and stuff like that that would probably record it a lot better. So it's easier to buy stuff from like pond5.com and whatnot. So.
Okay. And there's some really cool music in the film as well. Did you score it yourself or did you go ahead and buy that too? Or how'd that go?
Yeah, again, it was, I really lucked out with that one. I didn't score it myself. It was I purchased that from I think Audio Jungle, and I don't remember what search terms I put in. I like Danny Elfman a lot.
Okay.
So I think I might have had that in my search, because you know on the audio, on the music searches you can search for composers, and there's a lot of people that compose things in a similar way.
Right.
And, it was that, and it was like a Danny Elfman romance or something like that, and that song popped up, and it was absolutely perfect, and I really dug it. It was super fun. So.
Yeah, the music fits the film really well. That's surprising. Yeah. That's really cool that that worked out like that.
I know.
How about the look? Like the look of the creature. How did you come up with the look of the creature?
You know, it's again, I think it was just something that would stand out. Like the color, I liked that it would, you know, could kind of stand out. It is a, you know, obviously there's like kind of a little bit of a phallic element to it, which I thought was a little bit funny too. But yeah, again, I wanted to keep it super simple. One, because it would take me less time to animate. Two, getting back to the whole, again, I like the idea of super simple concepts that are done well. And so the kind of glittery stuff on the, could be on the inside, could be on the outside, is just to add a little bit of flair to it too. The nose / eyeball on the top of it, kind of like a Christmas ornament, is just to give it a little bit more character. But yeah,
and the nose eyeball thing kind of plays a big role in the film too. I mean, I don't want to give it
right.
away, but. You know, it's yeah, kind of
it's again part of the kind of the gag too. It's almost like a clown nose, you know, and that's the yeah. So, and I made this. I originally made it for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So it was. I like to kind of some of my other stuff that I've made are come out around the holidays. So it's, you know, just one just for fun too. It might be like shared. More widely if people are looking to do that and get more views on it, that kind of thing.
So. Right. It kind of fits into the holiday spirit then.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. How long did it take you to produce the film? It's pretty pretty intricate, it looks like.
Yeah, and that's what's... it probably was about... You know, I did it little bits and pieces here and there in my free time. If I were to lump it all together, I think it would probably be about 2 weeks, maybe, if I was just working straight up on it every day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it didn't take me that long. That's the thing with animation. You can kind of hide a lot of stuff. If you notice, there's not a whole lot of... They start out standing right there. They don't walk into the scene. They're kind of stationary. The astronaut model, I didn't model myself. It was a free download.
Okay.
That I tweaked on, that I, you know, edited myself. The model for the alien is super simple. The texture of the moon was, you know, again, royalty-free stuff. The Earth, again, it was something that I bought online. So there's a lot of bits and pieces that you can cheat on in a way, you know, by either buying stuff and then not doing a whole lot of animation, just more implied stuff. And how did he get there? We don't know. I didn't want to spend time getting there. I just wanted to get right to the joke. So.
Right, get right to the point. That's cool.
Yep.
So to speak. Mm-hmm. So is that difficult to do, to take those models and tweak them out like that?
I've been doing it for a while, so not really. It was it really wasn't. I think the hardest part to do in this whole thing was probably maybe even animating, because at one point it's not going to give it away, but the tube coming off the back of the astronaut, the kind of airline, if you will. oxygen line. Animating that, it was a dynamic motion thing that just took a little bit to do, but that was pretty much the hardest thing of anything to do.
Okay. Yeah, because that comes unattached at one point, right?
Yeah, it detaches and then kind of springs away. Mm-hmm. And it was a dynamic simulation that I did within the software, but to kind of get it right took a little bit. The rest of it, there really wasn't. It's kind of like it's cartoony motion. You know, it's
right.
The motion itself is Looney Tunes esque. Even at one point, the sound effect for when eventually the alien goes away, it's the classic. I forget which character it was. It's like kind of whenever a Looney Tunes character would run off the screen really quick, leaving a cloud of smoke. You know,
right.
It's that whistle. You know, it's like a slide whistle. Whew! You know.
Oh, cool.
If you pay attention, you can hear that in a direct reference to all the Looney Tunes stuff that I used to watch. So.
That's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. Was Looney Tunes a big influence? I mean, what got you interested in animation in the first place?
Yeah, probably Looney Tunes would be first. And then it was, I was always into animation, Disney films, all that stuff. And then what got me into 3D animation was going to see Toy Story in the theater.
Oh, cool.
And seeing what computers could do. I was interested in stop motion stuff before that. In large part, again, I'm a big Tim Burton fan, so mm-hmm. Nightmare Before Christmas was a huge, huge thing for me, and then I wanted to do that, but then realized it would be easier for me to learn computers and do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I like to try to, with all of my work, I like to try to get to the end product as fast as possible, and not that I don't like stop motion or even I would totally do that. It's just I feel like I have limited time, and I just want to get my idea out there and so everybody can see it kind of deal.
Right, right. I mean, from my understanding, stop motion is pretty time-consuming, so.
It is. Yeah. It is very, very much so, yeah. It's beautiful. I love it.
Right.
But I would, at this point, I would almost rather fake it in Maya, in the software that I use, rather than build the physical models. But, you know, at some point maybe I'll do it, but that's when the kids are off in college maybe.
Right. Give you a little more time to do it then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How long have you been producing animated films?
I've been a computer animator. I'm a self-taught animator. I learned the 3D software myself. I was a trained artist, went to school for art.
Okay.
And they didn't have animation programs, but I had enough drive to. I got an internship where they said, "We can't. You know, here's a computer. Do what you want to do." I didn't have a computer that could do animation. I think that was probably about 17 years ago, maybe.
Oh wow!
So yeah, it's been a minute. I taught myself the software on a computer just using online tutorials, YouTube stuff. Taught myself within 6 months. I was able to. They actually hired me at that place.
Nice.
I think it was just about me trying really, you know, busting my tail to try to get as much experience as I could in a short amount of time, and here I am, still working as an animator. So.
That's cool. So you actually do this as a profession as well, huh?
Yeah, I do medical animation. So nothing really similar to the films that I make. But and I don't even know if my work. Yeah, my medical work doesn't even influence it. It's the stuff that I do is very, you know, medical animation is very. I don't want to say boring.
Less.
I guess it might be a little bit boring, but it's very procedural. You know, you go
okay.
One step by step by step. not a whole lot of flair, unless it might be something for marketing, and even that sometimes device companies don't want to add a lot of extra stuff to even if they're advertising. So,
right.
We make things pretty, you know, and step by step. I do a lot of cardiovascular animations, so heart valves and stents and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow. So probably not as much humor involved in that, huh?
No, no. I think they like they don't like the humor in.
Oh, wow. So what is it that you like the most, that you love about animation?
That's a great question. I think it sounds corny, but it is like it's bringing things to life that kind of out of nothing, which is, you know, when I'm making like this as an astronaut and this alien, I'm not even thinking of them as inanimate objects. I'm thinking of them as actual, it's like they're living things. You know, if I'm making stuff within the software, it's like they already kind of exist, and they exist in my head, and I'm just, you know, bringing them out in a visual form to, you know, for people to see. I think that's what I like about it, is it's like taking the stuff out of my head, you know, the funny and weird things, and then putting them out for everybody to see. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing better than that, you know, creating something that, you know, didn't really exist before. That's pretty cool.
Right.
Nice. Well, what was it like to be selected as part of the Frozen River Film Festival? Is this like your first film festival, or have you gone through this before?
It's my second film that's been in different festivals. I made an animation of a dancing turkey in 2016, and then I submitted that to a lot of different festivals, and that one got into quite a few. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called The Twerky. It's been, I don't know, it's hundreds of millions of times all over the internet.
Okay.
Lots of views. It's been stolen a lot. That one I won, I think, 6 different film festival awards for.
Oh, cool.
This one has probably gotten to about as many film festivals. I try to select stuff like comedy film festivals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it got into this one after somebody saw it at the Min Animate Film Festival.
Okay.
And that one was local too. It's been in this one and the Turkey. I've both been. This one has been in 2 local film festivals, 2 Twin Cities ones, and then I think this one was accepted into a sci-fi film festival in Berlin. I think it was in London as well. I didn't go to either one of those places.
It would have been fun though, huh?
Yeah, definitely. This one I submitted to different, you know, comedy ones and sci-fi film festivals because I was, picking and choosing which ones that kind of fit in. But,
right, right. How many films have you produced in all?
Short films, probably, let's see, well, this is probably, this would be the second, I think, because I would consider some of the other stuff that I make is just small animations to put on Instagram and whatnot.
Okay.
But this has a full-length, like, kind of a story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably, it would be 2. I mean, it would be the Dancing Turkey in this one, pretty much, I think. Although I made a medical-related one when I worked at my first medical animation job that was called Heal, where I animated, it was a character that was painting or touching up the Sistine Chapel, and he was on a giant ladder and fell off, and he broke bones, and then we fixed the bones, you know.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't, you know, that was produced by my employer, but I did the majority of the animation on it, I suppose. Yeah.
cool. Do you have any new projects in the works that we might be able to look forward to?
Yeah, I am working on a second twerky.
Nice.
That one will be out by this coming Thanksgiving. I was going to try to push for it to get done this past Thanksgiving, but time did not allow. I have a book that just came out.
Oh, cool.
That I illustrated.
Okay.
My friend Shane Hawley, who is a National Slam Poet winner. He's an amazing poet, super funny. A lot of the stuff is basically just like stand-up comedy that he does. He wrote the book. It's an ABC book called The ABC Death. And I did the illustrations. He let me do whatever I want for the illustrations, so it's kind of a collaboration piece rather than just a author-illustrated thing. That just came out in December, and we've heard nothing but great stuff from it, so hopefully that'll take off.
Awesome.
I was doing a lot of stuff before the before the release of the book to kind of do promo stuff, do little promo animations and stuff, so I didn't get the turkey done, but that'll be coming out. And I'll probably do some more animation for the book. I'm going to probably animate a few pages of the book, different letters. It is hilarious. I highly suggest everybody check it out. It's really fun. But,
cool. What's the name of it again?
Yeah. ABC Death.
ABC Death. Okay. We'll have to check that out and look for it.
Yeah.
Where can people find your work, like online or something like that, if they miss the film?
My Facebook page, I post everything there. Joel Erkinen Art is, it would, yeah, it'd be under Joel Erkinen Art on my Facebook page. I have joelerkinen.com. That's my, personal web page. I put my portfolio stuff on there.
Okay.
Although I most, I can post to my Facebook page, and then that posts to my Instagram and stuff like that. So it kind of,
so all the
posting a bunch of different places.
right. The major social media platforms then.
Yep.
Cool.
Correct.
Cool. So we'll search you out on Facebook and we'll look for that other. Now it's twerky, right?
Yep. Twerky.
So it's
turkey with just a W shoved in there.
Right. Okay. Is that kind of what I think it might be?
It's a twerking turkey. Yep.
Okay.
It is pretty, it's like the dumbest animation that you might find, that you'll see, but I think it's hilarious. I liked the idea. Again, it was a super simple concept that I didn't think was going to go anywhere, but evidently people think it's pretty great. So
cool. Yeah, it sounds like it's gotten a lot of attention. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was fun to make.
Nice. Well, if you want to see more of Joel's films or his work, go to his Facebook page, Joel Erkinen Art. Is that right?
Yep, correct.
Okay, great. Well, I've been talking to Joel Erkinen here. He's the director of the short film Astronaut. It was shown at the Get Animated events at Ed's No Name Bar here at the Frozen River Film Festival. Thanks so much for joining us today, Joel.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again to Joel Erkinen for joining us today on ArtBeat. More information about Joel's films is available by searching Joel Erkinen Art on Facebook. Erkinen is spelled E-R-K-K-I-N-E-N. Or you can go to joelerkinen.com. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and I've been talking to director and animator Joel Erkinen on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. ArtBeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.